This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has a full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and personal relationships with their vendors, designers, and tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, we have a full show lined up today. We're going to talk some softball with Kylie Smith, the outstanding player from the Windsor Wizards. Wow, are they good. And later in the program, we're going to catch up with Chad Shaw. Of course, his Eaton Reds just continue to be one of those dominant teams in 3A softball. We'll talk about his scrimmage yesterday with Fort Collins and just get some inside info on 3A state tournament action. And then Coach Doug Johnson will be out at Resurrection Friday night for the A1 Organics game of the week between the surging Cougars and the Wellington Eagles that have just dominated their opponents this season. So fun filled. But let's get to that Clearwater product hotline right now and catch up with the senior softball girl, Kylie Smith. Kylie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'll tell you what. How is exciting for you, especially as a senior, and your teammates to enter once again the state tournament with a 23-2 record?
Oh, it's awesome! It's so exciting. I'm just so excited for playoffs to start.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have had an incredible season. You're hitting .474, 36 hits, 26 RBIs. You have some stolen bases and one home run. That's a great season. Okay, Kylie, yeah, I always ask softball players this. Where was the home run and what do you remember about it?
I remember it was at Rocky and it was during our tournament. And I was actually hitting pretty good that day. So it was, it felt more natural. So that was good.
That's fun. It's always fun to say, yeah, I've got that home run memory. You guys dominated regionals. What was the energy like that in those games? Always knowing that the state bid is on the line.
I mean, our team is always energized. I think we are always super hyped up to be there, and especially regionals day. It's just such an exciting time of the year. So we came in and we knew we were ready to dominate. We knew we were ready to win. So we were just playing our hardest, playing fun, playing loose.
Hey, Kylie, during your softball career, you played in different leagues, but the last year as a junior and this year, you played in the league with four Fort Collins schools, Loveland and Greeley West. How did that league help prepare you for state 4A baseball, as those teams are all 5A?
You know, it's obviously way tougher of a league, especially compared to my freshman and sophomore years. So seeing the bigger teams out there, when we're getting to see Columbine, especially last year and this year, it's sure a lot more tough of competition. So it really helped us prepare for the harder competition that we'll see at state.
Hey, give us your approach, man, hitting .474. What's your approach in the batter's box, and how do you mentally prepare, just briefly, on that on-deck circle?
This year, I've had a lot of ups and downs, but a lot recently, I've been talking with my dad, especially about the mentality that you need to go up to the plate, and more recently, I focused on really focusing on being aggressive and just not thinking too much. You can't think too much in the box. You got to just trust what you learned in practice.
Absolutely. Think a little bit in practice and work on things. But, yeah, it has to be reactionary, obviously, once you get into those games. Hey, what makes Windsor softball so special during your career?
It's been so fun. All 4 years I've been there with the team. I think it's a bond between all of us. We're all super close because, I mean, I go to Charter, but even when I go over there, I feel like I'm friends with them and I feel like I know them so close. So I think we're just like all super close and that really helps.
Well, I knew you went to Charter and exciting to have you on. We have that in common, you know, since I coach at Charter as well. But the Windsor community, it's thriving. It's just so many great things happening, you know, and especially within that program, your program, all your fall sports are just kicking tail. That is for sure. But hey, describe the chemistry that you seniors have with the younger players on the team?
We're all super really close. I think compared to last year, sometimes you notice the freshmen are really scared of the seniors, but I don't think that's the case this year. They are not scared, I can say that. Or if they are, they don't show it. But we like to make jokes with them, and they joke right back, so that's super fun.
Hey, when you were a freshman or sophomore, who were some of the softball players you looked up to as leaders on the Wizards team?
When I was a freshman, the seniors were Kylie, Reagan, Ella, and Liv, and I looked up to them a lot. I was personally super scared of them, but but they were great leaders, and they helped me to like feel like I fit in. And I was the only freshman there, so it was really scary, but they got me through it.
That is so fun. Hey, what do you most look forward to this weekend? You know, state tournament action's exciting. You know, a lot of teams that go in the state tournament, they have different maybe goals. Some are happy to be there. You guys, I know, expected to be there and one of the dominating teams. What do you most look forward to?
I really like the build up. It's super fun just feeling the energy as like you get off the bus to get in the state. But as a team, our goal is definitely day two, and we don't want to focus on that yet. We just want to get past day one.
Sure. And hey, day one has a little flavor of Northern Colorado softball in your bracket. Does that just help you relax going in? Although you know that those teams, you have the target on your back.
Oh, for sure. They definitely have a target. It feels more familiar, though, since we know the teams. But that can also be a little scary since we've seen them before, so maybe they know more about us than other teams might.
Some teams scrimmage during this week. Did you guys scrimmage yesterday, or what's your week of practice been like?
We scrimmaged last week. We scrimmaged Broomfield, which went pretty well. We went up to their place, and I'd say that was really productive. And then this week, we've just been focusing every day. We have a new goal for the day. So yesterday, we worked on like tracking the ball. Monday, we worked on like other stuff. Every day is just a new task.
And Broomfield, what a great team to scrimmage as well. And I know a lot of coaches do scrimmage during that regional or state week. Kylie, favorite subject at Windsor Charter?
Ooh. Last year I was a big fan of chemistry, but I'm liking calculus right now. It's going pretty good.
So you're a math girl?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Plans for next year, have you made those yet? If you can share with our audience, what are your post-high school plans?
I plan on trying to study civil engineering. That's pretty interesting to me right now. I'm not completely sure where I want to go for school, but I'm hoping to play softball too.
Sure.
So as long as I get an education and softball, that'd be great.
Well, there should be a lot of places out there just maybe knocking at your door via social media, of course, after the season is over. But that is a great plan, and congratulations on that. I knew you were an outstanding student as well. How do you balance those academics and being an athlete?
It's tough sometimes, but I mean, it's been a lot of early mornings and late nights, but I'm getting through it one day at a time. It's just a matter of having fun while you're at the sports and not focusing on like the workload till afterward.
Absolutely. Well, Kylie, I'll tell you what, just thanks so much for hopping on. We've been trying to get some Windsor softball players on, you know, and we finally reached that goal just before the state tournament. So with Coach Hansen and your team, hey, good luck in the playoffs or in the state tournament, and make sure you keep having fun with it.
Thank you. Oh, we will. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Kylie Smith, the outstanding senior for the Windsor High Softball Wizards. Outstanding athlete, outstanding student, and really fun catching up with her. Hey, the Wizards, 23-2. They lost their first, I believe, their first game of the year in their last regular season game. And in between that, 21 straight wins and then the two wins in regionals last week. Outstanding team, and should be fun watching them this weekend as the state tournament happens. And I think it looks like decent weather for state softball this time in October. You never know, but hopefully all the teams have an exciting time that are participating in the state tournament. Hey, I want to thank Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. If you want to text us at the Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service text line at 888-530-0043. We'll be back with Coach Doug Johnson after these messages.
Point one and 1310 KFKA. There's only one Brady Hall.
There's only one.
The Hall Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach BK. I want to thank University Napa Auto. Keep your family safe on the road to all practices and games with Napa Auto Parts. Hey, if you're going to that Resurrection Wellington game this Friday, make sure you keep that vehicle safe with all your Napa Auto Parts. They have everything you need for your vehicle and your tailgate rig. You've heard the Napa brand here on KFKA for years. They continue to support local and high school athletics, and wishing all the Northern Colorado prep athletes good luck to those competing. Hey, well, we've got Coach Johnson on the air, Resurrection Christian football coach. Coach, good to connect with you. How are you?
Hey, any better, I'd be twins. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know you don't have a twin, but you have a brother that's been in the football business, and a dad that's a legend in the football business. First year at Resurrection Christian, how do you describe your experience so far with this squad?
It's been a dream come true. I love these coaches. I love these kids and all the families, and I love that I can openly thank Jesus for everything I'm doing.
Well, faith-based school, and I had the opportunity to spend some time there as well, Coacher. And hey, your team, 5-2, and honestly, that record, I'm not sure it describes how good you guys have been playing lately. You're 3-0 in league start. What stood out to you most about your team's success?
I am most impressed, I think, with these kids' ability to combine toughness with the mental with intelligence. And in football, that's a very, very important thing. You have to be able to make adjustments in the middle of a very chaotic physical situation. And I've been most impressed with that.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it always takes time when you come in and put in a new system and get to know the players, and they get to somewhat understand you. You made some position changes for some guys, too, that have seems like it's turned out terrific. Talk to us about that transition, coming from Longmont High School and just entering this team and making those successful changes.
Well, I did tell our coaches coming in that it's both a disadvantage and an advantage to know everyone. So I knew no one. I kept a lot of the old guard staff around, and tried to listen to them at a level where I heard them, but also take a step back and look at the kids at the level of what we had. And to be honest, I just prayerfully put it together the best I knew how.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jackson's Lucas, your quarterbacks have, you know, lately having a terrific year. We had him on the air last week, and of course, one of your bright young guys, and you have several of them. Britton Walston also, boy, he's taken upon that running back position, and five touchdowns, I think it was last week, or one of the games, incredible. Coach, you go against the Wellington Eagles. We all know, you know, their story last year, highly ranked and lost in the state championship. You guys are really, I think, on the verge of doing something special as well. It's a league game. It's just one game, though. What do you relay to your players about Friday night's contest?
Oh, I think for us, I'm very impressed with them. We are very impressed with them. We've got to make sure we don't make the moment too big and that we focus on executing. And that's what it's going to come down to, is we've got to execute our stuff. They're going to win some matchups. They're very good. It is they're going to win some of the matchups, and we have to make sure that we get in situations where we can win matchups, and then make some adjustments so that we can do that.
You know, a couple weeks ago, you guys really played well over at Eaton, and their starting quarterback was also a starting defensive end. You're running into the same situation. Tanner Gray, starting quarterback, Tanner Gray, defensive end. Not sure what position he's actually better at because he's a stud. How do you prepare for a young man like that?
You know, he does everything well, and, you know, he's one of those guys where you're coaching, he's a football player.
Yeah.
And when your quarterback is a football player, that makes it hard to compete with that. But, Boyer, you are correct, and they're doing a little bit of Micah Parsons with him defensively. I saw him at outside linebacker. He's moving around. He's in a 3-point, sometimes in a 2-point, and they're trying to get him where they can have him affect the game. And obviously, as the quarterback, he does that too. The real thing for us is, hey, we got to execute what we do, take advantage of a few things that we see we can take advantage of, and then do that in the middle of a very emotional, highly contested game.
Hey, Coach, you know, you've coached for several years. Have you ever had a quarterback on the defensive side of the ball other than at the safety or cornerback position?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Keegan Patterson is at Indiana State.
Oh, I remember that name.
For them.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And when he was a senior, we said, we got to put you at linebacker. And he loved it. He wanted to do it. And that's exactly what he did. He just played linebacker. And I, you know, every time I say, I will never do this, something comes up. And the next thing I know, I'm doing it.
Well, so, you know what you say about plans. You know, you can make your own plan. And kind of once in a while, God sits back and laughs. But
amen to that, brother. and that's kind of the story of my whole year here.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are really looking forward to coming out and, you know, covering that game. Kyle Johnson and myself will be on the call on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 FM and 1310 KFKA. Coach, Ethan Carter leads your team in tackles, but talk about your defense. You know, we talked offense a little bit, but talk about just how, you know, strong that defensive side of the ball's been for you guys.
Yeah, that's a great question, because you mentioned a couple of kids on offense, and then here's Ethan, and he is kind of the heartbeat of our defense. He and Jackson Pazanka and Cooper Fast and Mwanje Peterson, do a really good job communicating and being great technicians and making sure we're lined up right and playing tough physical football.
Hey, Coach,
your season has been terrific.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Just you know, from afar looking inside, seems like he has certainly been terrific. Hey, you mentioned your staff. You kept some guys from last year's staff, and in fact, Ben Essex, the head coach last year, I believe, is still on your staff. What additions? And talk about your staff. Let's give those guys some shout outs, man.
Amen. Yeah. J.B. Kellogg is running our defense and doing a great job. And as you mentioned, Ben is back, and Ben works with D-line and O-line, and it helps me with just everything to do with the program. And he gave an impassioned speech yesterday. It was great. Ryan Carter's our linebackers coach. Just a ball of energy and leadership. And then Chris Lucas runs our DBs. And then, yeah, I got Josh Bast on the O-line and Scott Walston on the running backs. And they've just been terrific. And all those guys are back from last year. And all of them have had to adjust to me. And kudos to them for putting up with me.
Well, as head coaches, we can say that. I understand that and kind of know where you're coming from. Did any guys from Longmont follow you?
Yeah, you know, I brought my son, and, you know, our Indiana State quarterback, Keegan Patterson, played with Jack Maul and Caleb Johnson, my son. And Caleb and Jack are here helping me coach. Got a new guy named Griff Dackness running with our quarterbacks. Got a new guy named Robert Moore that was here but hadn't coached before, working with our strong safeties.
That is a outstanding staff, Coach. Hey,
it's unbelievable. Coach.
Jackson Lucas, brother Finley, is the starting quarterback at Thompson Valley High School. Man, to have two quarterbacks in the same family, and Chris helping you on the sidelines as well. Describe Jackson's game a little to our audience, Coach, as a senior.
Jackson is the best scrambling quarterback I've ever had. That's saying something. And he has handled bad snaps, and he has picked up the system incredibly fast. And he's made some throws where I am so proud to be a part of him. He is a great leader. He responds to tough coaching, because he's got to deal with me, and he responds to that in an incredible way. I love this kid. He is, I'm so happy, and I always tell him, hey, feed my kids, Jackson. I got a lot of kids, so feed my kids.
And I'll tell you what, Jackson Pazanka, I want to give him a shout out too. He changed positions, Coach. What was the... I guess what we want to know, how is that response from both player and coach changing those positions?
Jackson Pazanka is the leader of our team, and he handles adversity, football situations as well as any kid I've ever coached. He plays defense. He is an incredible receiver. I came out to the huddle last week, and we were fired up, and he was calming everybody down and getting them refocused. And he does that while being a junkyard dog. And it's hard to be a junkyard dog and then communicate in the way that he does. But he's incredible at it.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you what. I know you have other duties. You teach math, and I want to just thank you for hopping on Coach Speak today. We'll get one of your players on again in the near future as well. But congratulations on the start, and congratulations for making this Friday such a fun game for Northern Colorado to maybe circle and say, let's get to that one and just see what these two teams are about.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much for what you do. You sound like you've been in the DJ business here for 30 years, Coach. I'm really impressed.
I'm just a basketball coach.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I just am. But
I know that's true, but thanks for having me. I'm honored.
Thank you. Doug Johnson, the head coach at Resurrection Christian, makes that move from a larger school, Longmont, Longmont High School, to Resurrection. Similar what I did several years ago from Rocky Mountain to Resurrection. And, yeah, it is different moves, but, boy, is he taking the ball and running with it, because he's done an outstanding job with these guys, and didn't come in. He changed some positions, and it's this should be a really outstanding game. And Wellington has been dominant. Let's see if those Cougars can hang with them and maybe pull an upset as well. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We're going to talk more softball with Coach Chad Shaw. Man, the Reds, what do you say? Them and the Bulldogs on their way maybe to a clash this weekend.
.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Will Bo Nix and the Broncos burst their way into the playoffs? Keep it locked on KFKA for Broncos Games and Talk.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, I want to thank Eatin' A&W, that family-owned restaurant providing good times and good food. Eatin' A&W, conveniently located on Oak Avenue, right there in Eatin'. Get that original Papa Burger, their freshly made root beer in the frosty mug. Micah's cheese curds. Throw darts at that menu. You can't go wrong. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. Sundays, 8 to 8. Eatin' A&W, good food and great time. Speaking of eating, oh, got to answer this text first. Yeah, this is from the Sampson. We love Eric over there. He says, happy birthday to Coach Abrams. So the softball coach at Fort Collins, Erica, happy birthday. She's probably filling a tooth right now or something in her dental office.
Yeah, happy 29th birthday.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And hey, thanks to Coach Shaw and Eaton Softball for the scrimmage yesterday. Well, let's just thank Coach Shaw live on KFKA here. Coach, how are you, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Coach.
A little scrimmage yesterday with the Lampkins, I hear.
That's correct. Yeah, we worked through a whole bunch of situations. We were out there for about 2 hours just getting some work in.
That is nice. That is nice. I'll tell you what. How proud of you are of this year's team, Coach, dominating that region and once again heading to that state tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't be prouder. The older ones have kind of stepped up and become leaders, and then big influx of about 3, 4, 5 freshmen that are getting significant time, and they've performed well, so I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, yeah, the combined seniors and freshmen, and of course a few studs in between in those other classes, but that's not an easy task to gain that chemistry and gain those confidence within a team, you know, and trust within a team, and you guys have done that heading in to once again the state tournament. How many state tourneys is this for you, Coach?
Oh, boy. If you want me to include baseball and softball, I don't know. We're probably like 15, 16 times I've been okay. into that environment. So, yeah, quite a few.
Quite a few, you know. And I want to always share with the audience, this is not easy. You know, when you're at a high school and getting to a state tournament, it is not easy. And I think programs... you know, like yours, softball, you know, and baseball, often that's taken for granted within a community. I would say, not so fast here. It's darn difficult to get there, and you're to be congratulated. Hey, how have your players, in your estimation, improved in handling pressure situations that you'll get into at the state tournament?
I mean, first and foremost, it's the chemistry between the young ones and the old ones, and getting, you know, the old ones to trust the young ones, and get the young ones kind of comfortable with, you know, playing with an Emma Anderson or a Johanna Govan or a Bria Foster who've been there and done that, and getting them all on the same page. And that's taken, you know, a good 4, 5, 6 weeks to get them, you know, comfortable with one another and understanding how they play and what their strengths and what their weaknesses are and how it can work. And I mean, schedule wise, I mean, we worked tirelessly to give them a pretty challenging schedule to put them in those pressure situations, which is why we play a Holy Family and we play a Riverdale Ridge and we play a Palmer Ridge and we play an Elizabeth and we have all that. And obviously the university game was a perfect environment to learn about pressure and to play in a big moment and have tons of fans out there. And it is somewhat shocking for those young ones, because I think we've talked about this before in the past, and I know I talked to my players about it. The idea that, you know, when you're playing up at Eaton and half the stands are filled with university fans and they're rooting against you. And that's odd for them, because, you know, that doesn't happen in the club softball environment. You know, club softball games, you have like 20 people in the stands and you're related to five of them and you know the rest of them. So you typically don't have that type of an environment where you have to handle some of the negative fan experience. And still be able to do your job and shut that out. So,
boy, Coach, that's a great point. You know, as much experience and great competition as the girls see during the summer with their club teams, whether it's a Colorado club team or a national club team, there's not that fan base that is hoping you fail.
Exactly.
You know, and to get into competition and high school softball where, Saturday's going to be awesome no matter who is there. You know, of course, on paper, we all have our predictions, and I'm not even going to go there. But it's such a great experience for all the teams, 16 teams going down to the state tournament. Coach, what's your itinerary for the week? I know you scrimmaged yesterday. How do you follow that up until Friday when you hit the field?
Well, Monday it was a windy mess, kind of like Saturday. So
yeah,
we went inside.
I couldn't play golf Monday, Coach, because I refused to play in the wind.
I refused to sit out on a field yet another day in the wind, and the players agreed. So we found a place indoors and got a little bit hitting in, and then obviously the scrimmage last night, and then today the plan is to hit the defensive side of things pretty heavy and go it's a pretty good intense practice today, and then tomorrow just kind of last few little touches, do some hitting and talk about a few other elements that will occur on Friday and get them out early so I can get rested up for the games on Friday.
Is it kind of like even in, you know, fall training camp or the first week or two of practice where you might be working on relays or rundowns, special plays, is that kind of a review session this week?
That'll be today. Yeah, we'll go back through, like bunt situations and, runners on first and third and relays and all that kind of defensive stuff, just to remember, how all of it's supposed to function, how it's supposed to work, and all our defensive calls, and make sure that everybody's on the same page and still with it. And Yeah, you nailed it.
And Bria, you mentioned Bria, Emma, and Johanna. Emma, of course, signing with Arizona once your season actually started. How does when a player makes a commitment to an Arizona? How does that just kind of vitalize the program even more?
Well, yeah, it certainly puts a highlight on, you know, what can come out of, you know, Eaton, Colorado, a little 3A school that, you know, isn't your big name, you know, out there playing in the 5A state championship, Riverdale Ridge or Columbine or someone like that. So it's nice that even the small schools can get a little love from the big universities, and it just shows that there's talent out there if you just are willing to dig for those diamonds.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned 3A softball is as good a softball as there is. And, you know, there's some outstanding 5A teams, outstanding 4A teams. Right here in Northern Colorado, we have you guys in University, obviously, at the top of 3A. Windsor at the top of 4A. And, you know, this year, Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge broke into that state tournament as well. How does that speak for Northern Colorado softball, Coach?
No, I mean, it's huge. There's so much talent here, and with the club scene that comes out of Fort Collins and Loveland and Greeley and all the high schools that are able to put, you know, a good product on the field and compete with one another, which is a blessing for a lot of us because we can go and scrimmage, you know, this team, that team, and everybody else. I mean, I reached out to Windsor and tried to get one with them just because I wanted to see them, but I found a friend in Fort Collins, and we've scrimmaged with Roosevelt before, and it's a great thing to be able to have so many teams so close by that have such great talent and push each other and make us all better.
Well, I think Coach Abrams' Fort Collins team may be the surprise in Northern Colorado this year. They put down, together an outstanding season. And I'll tell you what, they had to battle in their regional with 1 point wins and a 1 point one run loss. You know, so they were in those pressure situations constantly. And you were able to scrimmage them yesterday. So congrats on that as well. And congrats to them. You know, Coach, how do you not allow the girls to look ahead the first round or two?
That's the challenge. It's making sure they stay focused on what's right in front of them. And there's some things that we'll do, you know, in terms of discussions and talks and speeches that I give them and to get them to focus on what's happening right here, right now, and not get too far down the road. And, you know, I mean, in all honesty, a lot of my motivational type of talks have been big borrowed or stolen from Jim Danley. I mean, he was, a great motivator. I mean, was able to discuss and talk with the players to get them to think about what they should be thinking about at the right time. And I learned a lot coaching, you know, baseball here at Eaton.
Boy, that's a great name that you bring up, Coach. And Coach Danley hasn't been that long ago, but what a resource he can be and for everyone and all sports, not just baseball, not just softball, all sports on the job that he did and all the players that he had such a great impact on throughout the years. Well, Coach, I'll tell you, I think we'll be talking again. I know we'll be talking again, but I just want to wish you the best of luck. The bracket, you know, if it plays out, it could be a lot of Patriot League teams in that Final Eight, Final Four. But go have fun and enjoy, once again, the state tournament.
Absolutely will do. It's a great experience with, you know, Friday having, you know, 48 teams down there at the same time trying to vie for a championship. So it's exciting.
Three of them are going to hold that gold ball. Okay. That is Coach Chad Shaw of Eaton Softball. What a tremendous job. Once again, I think people around Northern Colorado just always pencil the Reds in. Not that easy and to get there. And them and the Bulldogs are at the top of that 3A bracket. Let's take a break before we wrap Coach Speak up for this Tuesday. Thank you.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Rams, the Buffs, the Bears, and even the Cowboys. Hear about your favorite regional football teams on The Hull Show. Weekdays on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We conclude Coach Speak for today, man. Thanks to Kylie Smith, the outstanding senior for the Windsor High Wizards. Just hitting a cool 474 this year, helping the Wizards get one of those top rankings going into the state tournament. And, of course, Coach Chad Shaw that we just wrapped up with as his Reds end up another terrific season, 21-4, as they enter the state tournament this Friday night. Kyle Johnson and myself will be on the call for the Wellington Resurrection football game. Congratulations to Coach Travis Peoples. We'll catch up with the Hammer and assistant as he was the Bronco Coach of the Week and was honored last week. Make today your masterpiece. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.